This Mother's Day, we're taking a new look at an old insult.
Hey, Mama's boy. I bet you're gonna cry.
The term mama's boy has been an emasculating put-down for a long time, like we just heard in that scene from the 1979 movie, The Great Santini. But a new generation of men are now embracing those words with pride, as NPR's Netta Ulibi reports.
Today's mama's boys are the handsome and confident stars of reality shows such as The Circle.
I'm a bartender, and I'm the proudest mama's boy you're ever gonna meet.
They are glamorous tech entrepreneurs.
I am a proud mama's boy.
That's Sahil Bloom, himself about to be the new dad of an infant son.
And I expect him to be a mama's boy in the same way.
Mama's boys in 2022 are professional football players.
Where is my mama, bro? Bro, where is my mama though?
Jerome Baker is a linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. He told NPR he's been a proud mama's boy forever.
When I was younger, people did try to make fun of me, like, oh, you're a mama's boy. But me, I was different. I was proud to be that. You know, a lot of people wasn't proud to just be a mama's boy.
And why would you be proud? Mama's boys were pathologized in popular culture. Just think of Norman Bates in the movie Psycho. It goes all the way back to Beowulf's Grendel. And compare mama's boys to daddy's girls, who might have their downsides, but they weren't killing people, says Harriet Lerner. She's a best-selling psychologist and the mother of two boys who were kids in the 1980s.
I would see these t-shirts that were on all these cute little girls, and they said, daddy's girl.
Back then, Lerner could not find t-shirts that said, mama's boy. Now they're easy to buy. In fact, Google Trends shows a recent spike in searches for the words mama's boy shirt. And Google is not the only place with data proving that mama's boy is being radically redefined.
Men who are writing in voluntarily on their OkCupid profiles that they are a mama's boy are actually seeing a 7% higher probability rate of exchanging phone numbers with another user.
Michael Kay works for the dating app OkCupid. 7% may not seem like much, he says.
But when you think about there being millions and millions of people on dating apps like OkCupid, it's actually a pretty high success rate.
It's a very clever strategy.
So says Helen Fisher. She works for another big dating app, Match.com. Fisher did not crunch any numbers specifically for the term mama's boy, but she did check the data about men who reference their moms in their Match.com profiles.
It's only 1.4% of men who actually use the terms my mother, my mom, or my mama, but those 1.4% men had a 26% increase in the likelihood to resign from the site because they had met somebody.
That sounds right to Garrett Watts. He's a popular YouTube star. When Watts meets guys online who call themselves mama's boys in their profiles, he thinks one thing about them.
Honest.
After all, Watts says, most men technically are mama's boys. So if you decide to call him one...
You're just calling me a human. When I hear mama's boy, all I hear is like base level emotionally responsible human. And let the stigma go. Let it go.
That would be something to celebrate this Mother's Day. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.